Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. In today's episode, Huda talks about her time in school at Aleppo at the beginning of the war. There are some portions of this story that may be disturbing for younger listeners, so if you have kids in the car with you or at home, you may want to turn down the radio for the next 4 minutes.
Today my story is about living with fear. Before, I spoke of how difficult it is to live with yearning, parting, and injustice. But there are harder lessons than those. I mean, living every day surrounded by death. I mean, live every day with a voice in the depth of myself that says, is it the last day in my life? I mean, sleeping with nightmares. I mean, going to school every day, seeking knowledge, seeking my future and fearing that I would find death instead. I mean, every day, fear killed a little part of me. I thought I saw this in the eyes of people everywhere, in school, in my house, in the street, in the bus. Everything bad happened with me when I was 14 years old, but I am so proud of myself because I reminded myself that tomorrow must be beautiful and I am working for future grandest. The proof of my words is I went to my school in Aleppo despite the fear and danger to achieve what I hope. One day at of the beginning of the war in Aleppo, I was going to my school. I was carrying my books and my energy for knowledge, same as every day. But I didn't know I would pick up small chunks of flesh instead of knowledge. There was a small market next to the wall of my school. Someone bombed that place at night and killed the owner. People had cleaned the street, but they didn't know that pieces were in the school yard. My classmates and I came early in the morning and found them. It was dreadful, and the sound of screaming of girls was more dreadful. I was very scared, but my fear turned to courage to pick up the flesh with some girls and put it in a bag and give it to the school office. When I remember this, I ask myself how I did this. Today, when I see the smallest hurt, my heart breaks. I think maybe this is because of my experiences in Aleppo. There are a lot of stories happened with me in my school and in other places. So wait for me in the next episodes to tell all my stories. من هنا لعل العيش مع الخوف يتحول إلى مستقبل جميل.
From here, on the other side of fear, I am finding a beautiful future.